Well, it is Friday, July 12th, and we're heading into 4 days or more of sunny skies and highs around 80. And because it's Friday, we know it's time for Larry Weber's Backyard Almanac. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. Yeah, you mentioned the temperatures getting warm. When I called the Weather Service this morning, they actually used the N-word for Monday. They said high near 90. So it happens. This is the time of year. From here until the end of the month, we are going through the period of time where statistically is the hottest temperatures of the whole year. Every year we have a few days where it does reach 90. We have not yet officially had that happen at all this year, so I wouldn't be surprised. We are also at the time of the anniversary of an incredible week that happened back in the 1930s in 1936, starting with July 7 and going to July 13. The coolest temperature for the high for any of those days was 92. And 6 of the 7 days set records of heat that are still records today, including 3 times, no less than 3 times, 100 degrees was recorded. The hottest temperature ever recorded was on the 13th. The anniversary would be tomorrow. The 13th, where it was recorded 106 degrees. Now, think about that for a bit. Now, add this to it. In those days, the temperatures were kept down by the lake. They were not kept inland. So, wow. No, we're not going to be that hot. We are also undergoing a time of being dry. The statistics for July so far, rainfall, not even a half inch of rain. And sometimes in July, we get way over 3 or 4 inches of rain. So we're going to see what that does. Right now, I've been visiting ponds and lakes and swamps, and they're all still high with water thanks to the wet conditions of the spring. But with this dry, will this linger, or will this be a change, or will this be temporary? I don't know. With summer times, a lot of times big storms can take a difference in just a couple of hours. So we'll see. We are also approaching the full moon. If you were out last night after dark, it was a fascinating evening. And we are in the waxing gibbous phase of the moon, which is very bright, almost as bright as the full moon. And it was a wonderful time to get out and take a walk. Also, after 10 o'clock every night lately, I have been watching fireflies. Fireflies are such an interesting insect. It's one of the few cases of an insect that almost everybody likes, and we just go out and we just watch them. And, of course, what's going on is their mating ritual. They tend to stay in the taller grasses along the roadside, and so walking where I do, I can always see plenty of them. Jupiter is still very bright in the southern sky, and so we're having some really good nights to get out. The other time it's really great to get out right now is early mornings. I get out and take a walk at dawn every morning, and the temperatures are much more pleasant than they are later in the afternoon. And there's more going on. Still some bird song going out in the woods, out in the yards. When we get to mid-July, the birds have pretty much stopped singing. What goes on there, of course, is that they have raised their family. They do not need to get out and proclaim a territory anymore like they were doing much of the spring. Instead, they just decide, oh, forget it, we're all done, let's move on to the next phase of life. And the next phase of life often means spreading out with the younger ones and just feeding for a bit before getting ready for migration in a month from now. I have, however, been hearing some birds singing every morning, the red-eyed vireos, and then there is a few warblers that have been singing. Hermit thrush, I think that's an interesting one that I've been hearing singing lately. Catbird and scarlet tanager, mourning dove, song sparrow, and a very persistent red-winged blackbird that originally started singing at the swamp I go by, originally started singing in late March and is still singing now. So I don't know how much longer that's going to last, but I don't expect it lasts much longer. One day this week, as I was walking through the woods, I found a nest of a veery. A veery is a beautiful brown bird, a type of thrush that sings a beautiful song. Anyway, they nest frequently on the ground, and I found this nest. It had two eggs and two young. Now, it seems kind of late for that, but we are going to have warm enough conditions that they can raise the family. And speaking of raising the family, way back in the springtime, we had a lot of frogs that were calling and mating in the vernal ponds. Well, many of those are developing now through their tadpole stage and starting to come out, grow legs, and starting to come out from the ponds. I always expect somewhere around the 20th of July, so about another week from now, we start seeing the tiny toads and tiny frogs as they emerge, and then they spread out over land. Also of note with the frogs, we have mink frogs and green frogs. Those are the summer frogs. They're calling every day. Lots of butterfly species and lots of butterfly numbers. I've been seeing them on a regular basis, and I'm surprised how early in the morning I've been seeing some of these. One of my favorite ones that shows up at this time is the Great Spangled Fritillary, which I think is a beautiful name. It's called that because it has many big spots on its underside. And it's a checkered orange and black butterfly, usually associated more out with the open areas of the fields and so forth. Then there's a big variety of other butterflies, a big variety of kinds of them, and a big variety of colors, the same way with the dragonflies. Moths, the same way. We don't usually see them as much because they fly more at night. And anytime we have lots of insects like that, we have the spiders. Yesterday's walk, we had enough humidity and dew that the webs showed up in good numbers. And as we continue to go through the summer now, that's going to continue. We had we passed on to another phase with the wildflowers. We had the early summer wildflowers showing up a great deal in June. Many of them are still out there. There's lots of daisies out there, lots of clovers, vetches, and so forth are still out in the roadsides. But we have the new ones this week. Every day there was a new one showing up. Well, it was just amazing taking walks. But flowers such as cow parsnip, dogbane, fireweed, swamp loosestrife, evening primrose, black-eyed Susan, milkweed, thistle have been showing up every day. I see something new. And so these are what I call the actual summer, midsummer wildflowers. I find it especially with the fireweed and milkweed, they really persist throughout these days of July. Then we get starting later in the month, we get into the late summer wildflowers. Well, a few of those have already decided to start. I found two kinds of sunflowers, and I found an early goldenrod. So they're already moving on in that. The berry season has begun with strawberries, as many of us are probably aware, but there's others besides that. The elderberries are bright red and ripe on the small trees. Dewberries are a plant, a cousin of the blackberry and raspberry that's very low to the ground, and they're ripe right now. And even though we have not gotten a lot of rain lately, there is some growth of mushrooms and other fungi in the woods. So, yeah, it's a bit hot, and we may not appreciate being out in the afternoon heat, but get out in the morning, get out in the evening and take a look. It's really terrific. So, take care.
Thanks so much, Larry Weber. Have a great weekend. Larry Weber is host of Backyard Almanac. He's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us here for Backyard Almanac. This is Northland Morning.